Nolte, doomed CNN uses Atlantic Mag to scapegoat CEO Chris Licht. By John Nolte on June 5, 2023. Crybaby CNN staffers are using the far-left Atlantic to scapegoat CEO Chris Licht as though CNN isn't already doomed. The Atlantic piece, "I Don't Link Fake News," is only impressive in its length. 15,000 words, a trick this propaganda outlet frequently uses to lend an unearned sheen of importance to a stupid, repetitive, and overwrought article. So, before we go any further, let's remember what The Atlantic is. The Atlantic is a propaganda tool owned by the billionaire widow of Steve Jobs, Lauren Powell Jobs. The only difference between Lauren Powell Jobs and George Soros is that George Soros earned his money. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow's New York Times bestseller, Breaking the News, laid out how she's abused billions she didn't earn to spread a cancer of fake news through the corporate media. Thanks to her, the once-respected Atlantic is now a national joke. A punchline that spreads conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory. Here's the shortlist. The Catholic Rosary is like an assault rifle. The lie about President Trump disparaging veterans. The lie about fetal heartbeats being imaginary. Joe Biden's catastrophic abandoning of Afghanistan was a success. Nuclear war would be bad for the climate. Allow men to compete in women's sports. In short, The Atlantic is a hoax outlet devoted to the Democrat Party and fascism. Over the weekend, this disgraced outlet wasted some of its bottomless resources to publish 15,000 words to say four words, "Bring back Jeff Zucker." Thanks to this breathtakingly dumb Atlantic article, everyone at CNN was allowed to whine, complain, and lie, off the record, naturally, about everything. Mostly, though, this gaggle of serial liars and election meddlers expressed their butthurtery over the fact that Chris Licht is not Jeff Zucker. You see, Licht moved his office upstairs. He doesn't coddle them. He's not left-wing enough. He sometimes allows Republicans and Trump to express their beliefs. That's all The Atlantic piece is. 15,000 mind-numbing words devoted to spoiled babies who want their precious Jeffy back. And why wouldn't CNN want him back? Zucker is the sociopath who spoiled and coddled them. Praise them as they drove CNN into a ditch it will never recover from. More on this below, and cater to their toxic narcissism and psychotic hatred of anyone to the right of Stalin. Let me put it this way. Nowhere in those 15,000 words will you read the word objectivity. The bigots and liars at The Atlantic and CNN, including Licht, have only one stated goal: manipulate the public. On that, everyone agrees. The only argument is over how brazenly the public should be manipulated. Licht would like to give Republicans a chance to at least express their views. Everyone else at CNN and The Atlantic wants to give Republicans stomach cancer. No one, not The Atlantic, not one of CNN's crybabies, and not Licht, is interested in informing the public and then getting out of the way to let us decide. Instead, they hide their desire to manipulate us behind pompous shields covered in phrases like truth, defending democracy, and both-sidism. The good news is this. None of this matters. All of this political and corporate and media maneuvering to oust Licht doesn't matter. Writing 15,000 words in a partisan effort to fix CNN is like writing 15,000 words lobbying to change the color of the carpeting on the Titanic. CNN hit that iceberg years ago. Moreover, CNN has already sunk beneath the surface of national influence, and no amount of pretending will change that. You can argue over the color of the carpeting, but holding that debate doesn't magically turn that debate into anything more than a folly performed by people unable to face reality. Conjuring up 15,000 interminable words won't change reality. Likewise, whining to the conjurer, off the record, won't change reality, and the reality is this: law cannot be saved. The era of cable news influencing public opinion has come to an end. And here's why. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 Hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGaugh for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. The COVID lab leak theory is racist. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves. Add to that the glorious fact that the left-wing affirmative action program, cable TV, that has kept CNN alive long past its expiration date is doomed. Bring Jeff Zucker back to CNN? Go ahead. Who cares? It doesn't matter. CNN cannot be saved. CNN will never again be relevant. And those 15,000 Atlantic words prove CNN is doomed. Prove no one has the moral courage to do the only thing that could possibly save CNN. 1. Fire the smug, unlikable, discredited on-air talent, and 2. Report what's happening and get out of the way so we the people can decide who's lying and a danger to democracy. Thankfully, I think it's too late for even that to work. The CNN brand is so damaged, so disgraced, and discredited, so sunk, raising it would be a near impossibility. But if these idiots want to waste 15,000 words of narcissistic whining and backbiting to tear each other apart over a dead bone, I'm happy to point and laugh. The fight was so bitter because the stakes were so low. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.